Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said today that Israeli forces will, within a week, pull out of most of the Palestinian cities they now occupy. In an interview with CNN, Sharon said the two exceptions to that timetable are Ramallah, the Palestinians' de facto capital, and Bethlehem, scene of a tense standoff between Israeli troops and 200 Palestinian gunmen holed up inside the Church of the Nativity. Two Israeli soldiers were lightly wounded in an exchange of gunfire outside the church today. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on the continuing ordeal of Bethlehem and the emergence of at least one sign of hope.
The first humanitarian convoy since the Israelis ordered all residents off the street or risk being shot prepared to trundle into Bethlehem today to deliver food to a city that is running out of basic supplies.
Lord, we commend our convoy and everyone here into your hands, and we ask you.
Five Christian aid groups, including World Vision, Catholic Relief Services, and the Mennonite Central Committee, heard the Pope's representative bless their 19-car caravan.
In Jesus' name we pray.
But the bulging truck containing parcels of rice, sugar, lentils, canned beef, and cooking oil breaks down, halting the convoy on a dangerous stretch of road that bristles with snipers from both sides. Seeking safer ground, the participants head for the rooftop of a theological center overlooking Bethlehem. From there, they see and hear what the city is now like.
And they were then
Another explosion. Father Guido Gockel of the Pontifical Mission for Palestine is interrupted as he talks about the combatants who have turned the shrine Christians say marks the spot where Jesus was born into a military garrison.
There's another smoke.
Lots of smoke rising.
And then you had that tower there. That is the tower of the Church of the Nativity. Mm-hmm. You see, so.
But it's next to it.
Yes, it's next to it.
Defense forces say they demolished an explosive lab in a controlled detonation in the city today. Over at Manger Square, the Israelis yesterday gave the Palestinian gunmen holed up in the church a choice: surrender and face trial under Israeli law, or go into exile for life. The Bethlehem governor, who is one of approximately 220 Palestinians trapped inside, is reported to have declined the offer. Father Guido says he was right to do so.
The issue is not, you know, whether people should be in the church or not in the church. The issue is, do we allow our holy places to be places of refuge? And do we thereby give them the rights for food and drink and nourishment, etc.? That's the issue. You know, if anybody should go to court, it's Israel who should go to court.
Aid groups have said that Israel has flagrantly violated basic humanitarian conventions allowing access to the injured, sick, and hungry. The Christian aid workers who finally made it to Bethlehem today delivered the city its first supplies in the two-week-old siege. Claudette Habesh, Secretary General of the Catholic Aid Agency Caritas in Jerusalem, said today the coalition of groups who brought food to Bethlehem did not ask the Israelis for permission, but simply informed them they planned to enter the embattled city.
The world needs not to look with one eye or to be blind. I'm not interested about the political leaders as much. What is important to me is the human face of the conflict. And as Christian humanitarian organizations, to give a sign of hope to the people and to tell them that they're not alone. We are with you.
Sister Frida, who is part of today's convoy, knows it will be impossible to get anywhere near Manger Square. While Israel has lifted restrictions for aid agencies in many West Bank towns, a strict no-go zone remains around the heavily armed Church of the Nativity. There is a flash of anger as the Bethlehem-born nun speaks of her city and its ordeal.
It can't support this reality. 2 weeks already. People are not working. They have no money. The shops are almost empty. So what do you want of the population? What they can do?
For now, they can do little but wait and hope that relief supplies will start to flow in freely. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Bethlehem.